I'm at the GTD Summit with Dave. And Dave, I just asked you, you started to tell me about notes and what you thought, and I just asked if you'd be kind enough to just share your words again. Because I think it's important that, certain marketing people at IBM hear what end users think and how they come to that experience. You don't have to admit your company or anything like that.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. But,
So I'm a software engineer. So I have a different, slightly different perspective. My particular area of expertise is user interface.
Oh, okay.
And user interface on this is bad. Not so much because it's hard to think of, not so much because there isn't a way to do something, but because there's a dozen ways to do it.
Okay.
The menus change depending on context, which is supposed to be a good thing, but really isn't, because there's always three or four different sets of menus at any given moment. If you did it yesterday, you might not be able to figure out how you did it yesterday, and it's horrifyingly complicated. And then two, of course, there's in a corporate environment, the corporation sets up a whole bunch of stuff, and if you break that, of course, your thing stops working.
Right.
And all that stuff's available to you to break.
What version of Notes are you on, by chance?
Six, seven,
okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but we recently did an upgrade, and I assume it was for the latest.
Okay, eight is the latest.
So we're probably on seven.
Okay. Out of curiosity, I have a few questions. When Notes was rolled out at your company, did they provide any training to the people, or did they just say, here it is?
I have never seen any training.
Okay.
They rolled it out many years before I got there.
And when it was presented to you, when you were onboarded, was it presented as, this is our collaboration tool? Was it presented as, this is what you use to do email? I'm just curious how
pretty
that was framed.
It was presented as, here's your email then.
Okay. So,
and then, as I learned to do better, there's, of course, Notes is really a database, man. A database application tool.
Mm-hmm.
They can make custom databases and custom interfaces for it.
And deploy them
across the corporation. And so we have several custom, special, important databases. And the way I learned about all these important databases is that, like, an admin or one of my coworkers would say, you know, sit down, here's how this works. And, of course, the design of that may be good or it may be bad.
Right.
So, I mean, that's not Notes fault.
Right.
You know, the fact that the company doesn't train you and the fact that you have to learn it on the street and that the databases maybe suck, possibly. That all I can kind of understand. The two objections that I have is that the mail client, specifically, is not a very good mail client. It doesn't do a lot of the things I expect. Like, normal mail clients, you can organize things by conversation.
Okay.
And have threads. It doesn't do threading.
Let me show you something. Now, on this particular machine, I'm using Note 7, and what I'm going to do is remove my product. Okay, so I'm going to go into vanilla Note 7.
Yeah.
Okay. And here they have something called mail threads. Have you seen that
before?
No,
I haven't seen that.
Okay. So buried under this view menus is a feature called mail threads. And what that does, well, I don't have enough mail here.
But it organizes it by subject?
It would organize it either by sender, subject, or the actual thread of response tracking back and forth. And in Note 8, the next version, they've added quite a bit of functionality to that.
Well, that may be that's one of the things we need, but there's a variety of odd things. Other people say, well, I can do it, but I can't do anything.
Right.
So it might be just a matter of training.
By the way, I don't work for IBM. Okay.
I get it. You're a developer.
Just,
you know a lot about it.
I'm just really curious because I try to understand why people say Notes sucks so often.
I would prefer that Notes work. I mean, so let's back up a second. When Notes came out, I think probably it was the greatest thing at that time in the collaboration. But today, I can go to Google and I get all the functionality of Notes. I can write my own PHP applications that can do most of what Notes does with real databases and do real stuff. And so I'm not all that impressed. I mean, I'm not...
The standard is higher. What
I'm not drooling over this.
Yeah.
Well, and it's the difference between the Notes database, a custom app on a Notes database, and the one that I can put on the web is I can write it myself. I can hire a guy for 30,
right.
well, more like 60 bucks an hour to
right.
do me anything I want. Whereas
you know,
on this, I need a specialized IBM certified expert to come in,
you know,
and then
really
they won't let him touch the database.
This is an interesting pet peeve that I have because in the old days, yeah, go ahead. in the old days, when you bought Notes, you got something called the Notes Designer Client.
Uh-huh.
And that's what lets you develop in Notes, and you'd have a field day with that, because there's nothing you can't do. In fact, David Allen, 12 years ago on the airplane, wrote his own application. He had a transatlantic flight, and he was just goofing off, and he came back and said, "Eric, I just wrote my first program. I'm on his own, in Notes." And if you go up to David, I'll introduce you to him, he'll show you that application, because 13 years later, he's still running it. And he wrote it. The only thing I did is I showed him how to create a custom column in a view. But at some point, IBM took that product away. And so now, you have to buy the product. Many people, end users, don't know that such a thing exists. Obviously, it does.
I probably wouldn't be allowed to use it.
And that's the other part, is many companies don't want their individuals innovating. It's like, we don't want you creating Excel custom worksheets, because that innovation belongs to our innovation team. And so that's a problem. It's not really Notes' fault or IBM's fault,
but
it's systemic to what happens.
It is their fault, and I don't know that they can do anything about it, because they have this product.
I think they can. I think IBM ought to give away the developer client.
Well, what I was going to say is, developer client or not developer client, it's not standards compliant. I know. Standards, the nice thing with standards is somebody to
choose from. That's right.
But still, there is like the whole HTML, you know, JavaScript, you know, Ajax. I mean, there's this body of stuff that the new apps are built on. And Notes doesn't even know how to spell that. You know, it's got nothing to do with that. It's a completely different system, which was great. Like I say, I mean, who knows to them? Up to about 1999, it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. But that's 10 years. Dude.
Would you be willing, at some point, let's get together, I'd like to show you some things. I'd like to learn from you and your perspective. And I'd like to show you some things much like that Threads feature you saw. I submit that there's probably many objections that you have that have already been long since met. But I know that IBM has an opportunity to be more effective at letting people know those things are there. And that, in fact, they are standards compliant.
It actually could
and
be.
And companies have a responsibility to give their employees tools they can use.
It would be really good if IBM had a fact page or a training page where I could go. Because, you know, I'm going to be using this. They're not going to relent. They're not going to change their minds about this and give us a better plan I'm more comfortable with. So I need to learn to use this better.
Right.
It's great something. But I see the writing on the wall. If I want to be productive, I got to play in their game, right? So I would love it if I could have, I mean, you teaching me is one thing, but I would love it if there was a website, because I could take that back to the people on my
there
team.
There actually are, and I will direct you
that's
to some.
That's what I'd really
they're
a service you can do for me.
Great. I'm happy. I just question. This is a loaded question. It's a leading question. So, knowing how you feel about Lotus Notes, what goes through your head when I tell you that David Allen's been using it for 16 years? The entire business runs on Lotus Notes very efficiently, as you would expect, and that he thinks it's one of the most effective tools he's used.
I mean,
I'm just curious.
It's not the least bit impressive to me. If that's what you're thinking. It's like, okay, so he uses a tool that's outmoded, and it works for him, so more power to him.
Okay.
I wouldn't build a business on it today.
Okay.
But 10 years, like, I mean, I already said twice now, I think, that in the 90s, it was the greatest thing. That's so last century. I mean, I'm not kidding. It's not the 90s anymore. So we've moved on. And if you're not moving on with us, we're leaving you behind. I would not use Notes in my company, if I had a company. That's just no way. I would use, you know, Google's Ajax. I'd use that kind of stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what. Thank you for letting me interview you. If you have a few minutes, I'd like to show you some things.
I have enough time. If you can show me a place where I can learn more about Lotus Notes.
I'm going to show you a couple of resources.
We had 5 minutes before the next session starts.
Are you going to the tech session?
Yeah,
so
really,
am I.
Yeah, so
here's a couple places that I'll send you, okay? The first one, I'm going to skip my product. All I want you to remember is this. Here's my total product pitch, okay?
Uh-huh.
E-productivity makes getting things done in Lotus Notes easy. And that weekly review coach that she talked about, that'll let you fly through your weekly review inside of Lotus Notes. And I look forward, maybe if you're willing, if you play around, I'll coach you.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear back what you think later.
I can tell you several things that I don't like about your product. But that's okay. I mean, that's
so
fine.
Here's a website you want to look at. This is called planetlotus.com. And as a developer, this is right up your alley. .org. planetlotus.org. Sorry. Okay, so this is what we call the yellow bubble. These are all the notes, bloggers, and developers, and they're going on every feature you can have.
Can anyone get into this?
Anybody can get in this. This is not an IBM site. If it were an IBM site, it might be hidden behind menus and whatnot. So this guy here, Declan's part 53. This is a 53-part article he's been writing on using X Pages for development, showing you how to do all the latest standards-based stuff in Notes and Domino. There's some amazingly brilliant and talented people blogging and sharing stuff, and you can do that. By the way, there's that post that I told you about. So anyway, that's the first place to start. The other place that you want to take a look at is my site, and that's Notes on Productivity. .com. And that website will, when it comes out. Yeah, there it is. Okay, so Notes on Productivity is a blog that I run, and it's all about using Lotus Notes productively. And so you'll see this is what inspired me to ask you for permission to record you, because I've been dealing with this very issue. So I know you've got to go to the next session. Dave, thank you very much for your time.